There's going to be tons of pain, and you're going to be completely ruined afterwards. So accept that. Maybe get over your fear. But she's terrified of, like, childbearing, I guess.
Hmm. You're going to have fun with that.
Because the idea of a child once, nice, but I don't want any of the middleman just want the kid to appear.
Okay. You'll have a job that you have buku bucks, and then you can hire a surrogate.
I told Jenna. Be a biologist. Didn't listen to me.
Be a biologist?
Well, she loves biology, so I told her, you know. Even I explained to Adam, I was like, because he's doing chemistry. Because, well, he loved theater too. But he came to an understanding that, well, there's no jobs
in theater
that you could just walk into once you're in college.
Right.
Other than teaching. Well, you don't know, chemistry. You do the science stuff. Typically, you make more money. I told Jenna to be a biologist. Because you can always do theater as a hobby.
Sure.
And have that other thing as a job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought maybe you were thinking of having an offspring in a petri dish or something. And
no, I don't know. See, you can't... For men, you don't want the surrogate unless you can't, like, actually do it yourself.
Huh?
Because for men, you want your person, your life partner,
uh-huh,
to bear your child versus some stranger.
But if you take an egg from Jenna and an eggy from you, a little spermy from you...
But if it comes out of somebody else, it's not...
It's still consistent, made of you and Jenna.
I know it's both the genetics, but you don't, like, for men, you look at the mother of your children differently. Once she gives birth to your child, then you look at her completely different.
I think there are some men that do. Other men just don't really give a rat's ass.
I do. If it doesn't come from her, I don't want it.
You're a horrible individual.
Why?
I don't know. It just doesn't... I guess it's... I don't know.
You guess is why I don't know.
It's kind of romantic, but then again, it's kind of just like, what if she can't have children?
Well, we don't have kids. So I don't care. Like, I would have kids because you want grandchildren. I care less if I have them or not, because I'm fine with having more money.
This is true. You will have more money if you don't have any children. You get to take better vacations. You'll have better cars.
Yeah, there's a lot of pros and cons when it comes to, well, do I make somebody's life miserable, which is always fun.
True.
Or do I have more money and take better vacations and own cooler stuff? I told Jenna, if I were a cop, I'm not having kids. If I become a technician, then yeah, I'll probably have kids.
If you're a cop, you're not going to have any kids? Why?
Because look at cops' children are just the worst. Look at you, for example. You're probably the worst people I've ever met.
Why not? Why would you say that?
And then you have to deal with the stress of seeing the worst in life and then having to turn around and try to raise a child.
Mm-hmm.
After you're like, well, I just... dealt with some rape, homicide. So now I'm going to turn up the emotions that I turned off for my work, and then raise you.
Mm-hmm.
Without being overly emotional.
And now you know why Big Grandpa said, I have to deal with that bullshit out there in the streets, and now I got to come home and deal with your crap.
So I wouldn't have kids, because it's not a family job to be a cop.
Booze. It's either booze, broads, or bills.
And it would be bills and booze.
Those would be your. Those are the three downfalls. And the broads are the ones that have the babies and.
See, it'd be booze for me because if I get anything from you and Big Grandpa.
Shut up.
If I get anything.